Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean. This is Virginia Water Radio for the week of September 7th, 2015. That underwater sound from a Chesapeake Bay tributary sets the stage for our second episode on the importance of the eastern oyster. This week, on the oyster's role in the bay's nitrogen cycle. To start, have a listen for about 15 seconds to these mystery sounds and see if you can guess what particle removing process the famous bay bivalve uses to make its living. And here's a hint. Without this process, coffee's grounded and car oil's gunky. If you guessed filtering, you're right. You heard muddy water being pumped and filtered in a water chemistry lab. Lab equipment, coffee makers, cars, and other machines use filters to separate solid particles from liquids. And so do oysters, which pump water over gills to filter out floating algae. By consuming algae, oysters also consume the nitrogen that the algae previously absorbed from the water. Nitrogen's a component in many biological molecules, and excess nitrogen can stimulate an excess of algae. Too much algae can result eventually in low dissolved oxygen levels and shading out of ecologically important underwater plants. Oysters filter feeding on algae is one reason why these shellfish are a focus of efforts to restore the Chesapeake Bay ecosystem. Of particular interest currently are oysters raised in aquaculture operations, and just how much nitrogen those oysters can remove from bay waters. Oysters use some of the nitrogen they consume to build shell and tissue, but much of the nitrogen gets excreted or deposited onto bottom sediments. Measuring the fate of nitrogen in those sediments is the challenge being undertaken by various scientists, including University of Virginia master's student Abby Lundstrom, one of four students receiving research grants in 2014 from the Virginia Water Resources Research Center. Ms. Lundstrom's work, based on sampling at an oyster farm in Northampton County, Virginia, seeks to quantify how much sediment nitrogen gets buried, how much gets converted back to forms that algae can absorb, and how much gets converted into nitrogen gas and returns to the atmosphere. Putting those nitrogen cycle pieces together is necessary for determining what role oyster aquaculture may play in the nitrogen reduction goals of the Chesapeake Bay TMDL, the pollution reduction plan published by the U.S. EPA in 2010. In that context, Ms. Lundstrom's work is part of another kind of filtering process, filtering scientific observations into repeatable measurements, practical technologies, and effective public policies. Just right for the Chesapeake's most legendary filter feeder. We close our two-episode oyster encounter with part of The Oysterman's Ball, by Bob Michelle. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.